Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild.
Thank you, Tula Jane. Today we will be reading a very special book in honor of the author who wrote it. It's called If I Were Queen of the World, written by Fred Hyatt. And this is a special dedication to our new friend and one of the book's biggest fans, Aralia Lou Paradis. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
If I were queen of the whole wide world, I'd have 100 lollipops a day and never have to share. But sometimes I'd let my little brother have a lick or two. If I were queen of the whole wide world, I'd stay up as late as I wanted every night. But I'd keep my brother company at bedtime just so he wouldn't be too lonely. If I were queen of the world, I'd play hopscotch until my feet wore out and it would always be my turn. But once in a while, I wouldn't get mad if my brother messed up the chalk. If I were queen of the world, I'd have my very own desk, which nobody else could ever touch. But now and then, I might let my brother work with me. If I were queen of the world, I'd have my very own dog, too, who would come only when I called. But my brother could pat her if he liked. If I were queen of all the world, I'd ride the scariest roller coaster at the fair 100 times in a row. But if he wanted, I'd get off to keep my brother company on the flying baby elephants. If I were queen of the world, I'd own so many rubies and diamonds and emeralds that I could swim in them. But I'd turn a few of them into marbles for my little brother to play with. If I were queen of the world, I'd have magic powers and would fly above my fields and woods and castles just by spreading my arms. Sometimes I'd take my brother on my back. If I were queen of the world, I'd play beautiful music on the piano, even if I never practiced again. But I'd let my brother play his recorder, even if it squawked. Maybe we'd even play duets. If I were queen of the whole wide world, I'd make sure my brother never felt sad. Sometimes I might even let him sit next to my throne and pretend to be king, but never of the whole wide world. Oh, thank you so much for introducing us to this book with your request. We hope you loved it. And thank you to our premium monthly subscribers. Your love and support helps us keep this podcast ad-free. So we want to say thank you to Elle, Jennings, George, Samora Rose, Mika, Jonah, Gwendolyn, Koji, Ton and Quinn, Sam and Zia, Willow and Bowden and Emmy, Callum and Avery and Hazel and Amelia, Eliza and Vivian, Leo and Anna Lee, Iris and Elliot, Clara and Lulu. Thank you so much for being here with us. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com where you can find the page to make your request or dedication there. Until next time.
Stay cozy.